Well, there was a development in the nickname for the Seattle hockey team in the last couple of days. At least a perceived development. You know, there's been this NHL to Seattle site. It's the official site from NHL.com. It is their official, their sanctioned site for our hockey team, which starts play in 2021. We don't know the name of our hockey team yet because they haven't just told us what it is. But if you go to the site, the color scheme on that site changed just in the last couple of days. And the speculation is the color scheme, the reason the color scheme changed is because of the name of the team that has been selected. And it kind of goes along with the nickname for the team, which has yet to be announced. They keep saying it's going to happen by the end of the year. And if you go to the site, before it was neutral colors, and now after looking at that site, some people seem to believe, and I think they're probably right, that the name of the team is going to be the Sockeyes.
And, you know, I didn't go to the same site you did that with the NHL to Seattle. I just pulled it up on I searched it out on Twitter, and it's just NHL Seattle. But they have the same color scheme on the Twitter page.
So you tell me. And taking a look at that, they changed up the color scheme in the last couple of days.
It's a salmon color.
That is absolutely a salmon color. So I was in favor of the Kraken name, but I could go with the Sockeyes if you got a funny, like if the salmon's got like a, he's got a black and blue eye,
you know,
and his teeth are, he's got hockey teeth, then that'd be kind of funny.
If they you know, take the turn of the phrase, you know, or Sockeye and have it, you know, having to be like, you know, dropping the mitts and going
for
it, you know.
Yes, that would be a fun mascot to have. I like the Kraken because I thought that mascot could inspire fear and intimidation.
And the goalie picture of it standing in front of the goal, you know, with all the tentacles and everything stopping all the shots. But, you know, can you see the tail of the fish kind of slapping a slap shot, you know, in there and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think the mascot and the logo and all that could be fun. The only thing is just the colors. I mean, we're talking pink. I mean, we're talking salmon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a...
It's not the blue and the green of the Mariners, the Seahawks, and Sounders or whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's not... I don't know if anybody... What other sports team has that color? Can you think of one that's got
that salmon color?
That salmon color, a pro sports team that has that in there as its prominent color? I don't know.
I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the, you know, back in the day when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had the creamsicle jerseys, those were about as close as, you know, almost kind of a similar color.
Yeah. And they got mocked for that.
They did. I mean, the throwbacks are kind of cool to see every once in a while. I don't know if I'd want it every single day.
Yeah, so for kind of a, I mean, those aren't real, like, the toughest looking colors. I mean, like.
Might be getting the one socked in the eye.
Like, you could see it, like, in Miami or something, you know, in a summer vibe type place where it's like summer year round.
It just doesn't seem like a hockey color either.
No, it does not seem like a hockey. It certainly works with the name of it all, with the name of the team, the Sockeyes, but it doesn't, when you think of Seattle, those aren't the colors you think of.
No.
Even with the salmon, those aren't the colors you think of. But that's the way they're going to go on. I'm sure we're going to get used to it. But I can't see him pulling a Kraken out of this thing right now. It looks like it's going to be a Sockeye. So I guess we find out they've promised by the end of the year that we'll get the name of the team. So,
well, the web page, the Twitter page, all the little icons and different things, the hashtags and all that stuff is that same salmon color.
It's going to stand out from all of our other teams' colors, that's for sure. It's definitely different from every, you know, from the Mariners, from the Seahawks, from the Huskies and all that. And the old Sonics, it has its own color scheme. It's when you see that jersey, you know, when you see those colors, you
maybe
know
that's going to be the highlight color though. I don't know.
What do you mean?
You know, like maybe the Seahawks, every once in a while they have the action green full uniforms, but for the most part, it's just pinstriping and kind of, you know, border colors.
Yeah, so maybe it'd be more black, you think?
Maybe,
and then just a little...
Maybe it's black with a little that salmon color as the border, or like a striping or something, or the numbers.
Yeah.
The lettering.
That would be better than like a full-on salmon colored jersey, man. I just don't know.
With some khaki pants.
Yeah.